Finally seeing our country for what it is extremely jarring. I am in a grieving process right now, for sure. Personally, I don't know if I'll ever have a job again, and I miss my career. I love my career. But I was talking to my dear friend Juliana over the weekend, and she said, that life is dead, we have to move on. And so in that spirit, I'd like to share something I learned last night from TikTok's own Michael Mezzatesta in a podcast with Jason Hickel. In talking about the elephant in the room, climate change, they brought up capitalism's role in shaping our reality, right? We only have McMansions because they're profitable. We only have pop stars because they're profitable. We only have like fast fashion because it's profitable, you know? Capital doesn't build stuff unless it can get money out of it. So that's why we haven't solved climate change yet. It's why we still use fossil fuels, because it's quite literally more profitable than green energy. Even though green energy is profitable, they just want more money. It's insane. But they also brought up a term that I was not familiar with yet called economic democracy. To put it simply, economic democracy is about sharing power, sharing wealth in the economy at the company level. So you could imagine like democratically choosing what your company works on. If you see a need that your company doesn't meet, you could vote on it. This actually really gave me a lot of hope. I had never heard this term used before, and everybody loves democracy. Like, literally, that's what we're fighting about, right? If we capitulate to Donald Trump, we're going to concede our future to the ones with the most power and the worst instincts. Like, it's really like that stark. And we can't. We can't capitulate. We cannot give up our country. We are all in this fight together. As Heather Cox Richardson was saying the other week, I didn't think I'd be spending my 60s fighting fascism. I have to agree. I didn't think I'd be spending my late 30s, the peak of my career, navigating unemployment in a country that I don't recognize. I suspect each of you watching this are in a similar situation. And there's oddly hope in that, weirdly. We're not alone. And if we don't give up, we'll get to build a better system. We'll get to build a better future. So I would say, look to your left, look to your right, find a buddy, and let's get to work. See you in the comments.